This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I was talking about our freedom not to sin, as presented by Paul in Romans 6. I've pictured this issue in a way that I can readily relate to. I have a natural fear of dogs. I'm happy when they are tied up. Better yet is when they are in a cage. Imagine a vicious dog in a cage with the door locked and you holding the key in your hand. No matter how vicious his growl, he is as good as dead as far as hurting you. At times he might calm down and appear to be in a good mood. I might even be tempted to go close to the cage and talk to him. I might even try reaching in where it is safe to pet him. If he responds positively, I might consider opening the lock and just cracking the door open a bit so I can pet him more easily. If all goes well that far, I might even be bold enough to let him out so we can play together. But if I do that, I subject myself to the possibility that he will return to his old vicious self and turn on me. A caged dog is how I view being dead to sin. The old nature is done away with or rendered powerless, verse 6. A caged dog is still alive. However, he has been rendered powerless. He is as good as dead and is no longer able to victimize me. On the other hand, if I try taming or playing with the vicious dog, I leave myself open to the possibility of being overcome by his power. My sinful nature has been brought under control and rendered powerless by Jesus Christ. As long as I trust in Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to overcome that natural tendency to resist God's will, I will experience freedom not to sin. That is what victory is all about.